Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here Tuesday, August the 18th, 2026, 8/18/26. 12 coming up on 13 minutes past the hour. First day of school for River Valley and Tri-Rivers, apparently. Some kids out at Tri-Rivers today. I believe Marion City Schools starts in processions tomorrow. Did want to mention two things here other than the traffic mess out on Route 95. We did get word that the Kroger gas station, which is set to open on Route 95 at the Marion Mount Gilead store location out by Meyer, we learned back in April that the construction was going to start in the spring and hopefully the gas station would open up in the fall. We learned yesterday from Kroger that that some permitting delays happened. Construction has not started yet. They're hoping to start by the end of this month. So I guess late summer start to construction and an expected open date. I guess now that would probably be sometime in the winter, not the fall or the late. I guess it could be the late fall. You know, fall runs through December 21st, so it could be late fall. So we'll see how that all works. But that's the new update on the Kroger store gas station on Route 95 out by Walmart. Now, also, I drove down, as I said, University last night. The construction continues on the retirement community there from what used to be, across from what used to be the dorms on 95. University, excuse me, off of 95. You know, I'm terrible with directions. Me trying to explain directions is not a good thing. So that's going up very nicely. Doesn't look like it's going to take a whole long time to get that done. And, you know, here's the thing. This is one good thing social media does. It tells you what you were talking about or putting pictures up of a year ago today. A year ago today, I posted pictures on my social media of pumpkin spice Krispy Kreme donuts, pumpkin spice Cheerios, pumpkin spice Starbucks drinks. You know what? Here we are, the great pumpkin spice craze that's out there. I have not seen any items this year doused with pumpkin spice, and here we are the same time last year in which I had already seen three items: Starbucks, Krispy Kreme donuts, and Cheerios, all with the pumpkin spice blend. Has the pumpkin spice craze worn off? Or did they decide they started too early last year with pumpkin spice? Give me a buzz, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Sir, you need to meander back to the Little Debbie aisle, and Little Debbie and Hostess already have their pumpkin spice nut cakes out for the season.
But have you seen the other stuff? Last year, I did a whole post on social media. We showed the pumpkin spice Starbucks. We showed the pumpkin spice Cheerios, the pumpkin spice Krispy Kreme donuts. I haven't seen anything like that so far.
I don't know if they have the Krispy Kremes yet, but I know the coffee creamers are out. Starbucks has their pumpkin spice coffee creamers. I'm just going grocery store. I don't know about what store items are out, but yes, the fall items are starting to appear. The Halloween decorations are out, back to school is gone, and Halloween is coming out.
Well,
right,
yeah,
now.
And that happens, and that's understandable, but last year it was enough to talk about, and when I saw that on the Time Hop this morning, I thought, I certainly wasn't going out of my way last year to look for
you
those items.
Time Hop, how old are you, sir?
No, isn't that what it's called?
I don't think it's been called that for a long time, but thank you for the flashback.
Well, what do we call it now?
Memories.
Is that all it is? Just listen, I prefer Time Hop. I think Time Hop is better.
Memories now is what it's called. But yeah, just take a little cruise through Kroger. I think you'll be surprised at how the pumpkins bite. That's how it works, though. It just slowly infiltrates, and then until the next thing you know, you're wearing a pumpkin spice cologne.
Yeah, but last year, I remember it was the displays. And I thought pumpkin spice Starbucks, pumpkin spice Krispy Kremes. And then I think Bob from Columbus sent me the picture of the pumpkin spice Cheerios. But I don't see any displays so far like that. Maybe they're behind.
I don't believe that they've had a chance to reset the stores yet, but the Coca-Cola distributor lady, because I call her the Coke lady, and that sounds funny.
I see
the Coca-Cola distributor. The Coca-Cola distributor said that their fall monster flavors are coming out, so everyone.
Oh, by the way, oh my God, this new Alani.
Oh my God, Alani new.
You know what?
It's insane, isn't it?
People actually.
I've done my foray into the grocery world now. Spears and energy drinks drive me insane.
No, but this thing, when this Alani came out last week, I don't even know what it was called.
It's the Witch's Brew.
Okay.
Yes, it's there the Halloween. Go. It's caramel apple flavored. I know. I haul 20 of them onto people's porches at a time.
Yes, but people were calling to say, do you have them, and can you put one behind the counter for me? I saw people buying...
got a pile of them at Walmart right now for anyone that's listening.
Well, don't send people to Walmart.
Well, you need to go to Kroger to get the specialty items. Mob Walmart.
Pumpkin spice.
They're right inside the door.
I'm telling you, I don't know what was going on with that. I haven't seen an item like that in a long time that had such interest. I have no idea what that was all about.
When I was there... Friday, the pallet was probably, it was almost as tall as I am. It was probably about to my eyes. And in just a few days, at my waist. And I mean, that's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of cans of this stuff.
I don't know what it is about it.
I don't know. I don't want a caramel apple flavored anything, especially a drink.
That's what Witch's Brew is?
They said that it tastes like those caramel apple suckers.
Really?
It's sugar-free,
you know,
energy drink.
You
want to see something, go down the energy drink aisle and see how many damn energy drinks there are.
No, I know that, but I don't know what it is about this particular drink that is causing such a flip out. But you know, years ago I used to hang around with somebody who really liked caramel apples, so when I wanted to be impressive to them, I would go out and I'd buy them some caramel apples, like a 4-pack of caramel apples. I haven't seen those yet this year. But
people my age don't want those because all that has is a trip to the dentist written on it.
Oh no, these people were in that age category. But
they have better fillings than I do, I guess.
No, they just loved them. It was like one. It was better than flowers to them. It was caramel apples. This person was a cheap friend.
Did they slice them up and eat them, or did they bite them like an animal?
I think they ate them. I think they ate them off the stick. I think that's the whole point.
Do you hang around?
They're on a stick. You gotta eat them like that.
No. Like I said, trip to the dentist.
No.
Okay.
But in any event, they loved them. That was always easy. So
That's nice of you to get them something that they would like, as opposed to something you think they would like.
No. They told me one time they really liked these things. So anytime I saw them in the store, I knew they were coming out because they're only out for a limited time.
Right.
I made sure I got them some.
Did you get peanuts or no peanuts?
I believe it was peanuts.
I was going to say, because if I'm going to the dentist, I'm going for the ones with the peanuts.
There you go.
Take care,
Thank
sis.
You. Bye-bye. All right. Phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. See, I'm a good friend. I show up with stuff for people. I'm a nice person. I'm a nice acquaintance. God knows we don't want to go to the friend territory. But why is the pumpkin spice on the delay? Now, apparently a few items are out. The coffee creamers and Little Debbie cakes and things of that nature. But where is the Krispy Kreme? Where are the Cheerios? Where are the Starbucks? 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Scott. How are you?
Doing well.
Hey, on the controversy of the pumpkin spice.
Oh, yes.
I think it's kind of just the sign of the times, you know? When things are good and things are happy, you have more time to pay attention to the frivolous stuff or the, you know, just the enjoyable stuff. I think people are more focused on life and, you know, so much different foods are being recalled. Got a lot going on, and I'm just going to kind of segue back to a comment you made in the last hour about the Flock camera crowd. and how they showed up for the meeting, but then they didn't show up last night. And Naomi made the comment, like, you know, people got lives, you know, people got jobs, and your response was like, well, they must not have that night. And I don't think that's a fair statement. I think, you know, I mean, people do have lives, and they did show up, and I'm not coming at you. I don't think that's a fair statement to say about people just because they came there the one night, and then the next week, actually, more people were there, too. But people do have lives, and as you said, today's the first day of school for a lot of people, and it's a busy, busy week for everybody because of, you know, you got to get school closed, you got to get shoes, this, that, and the other, got to get people enrolled, you got vaccinations, you got a lot of things going on, and the government has cut back on this service and that service, so people are scrambling. You feel me?
Well, no. Let me clarify what I was trying to say, because the conversation started with, I thought last night would have been a good night for the mayor to announce if he was going to veto or not veto, because attendance was down in the room, and I don't think he would have been met with a lot of reaction either way, just because attendance was down. I think he might have gotten the internet reaction, but I don't think he would have gotten it in the room. Matter of fact, I don't even think the Marion Star was there last night. So
I was there, and I'll guarantee you that if he had vetoed it last night, I might have been the only voice in the room doing it, but I guarantee you I would have been.
Right, and you should be if that's how you feel. But my point, I'm not saying people don't have lives. What I'm saying is that I think this is a very interesting issue, in that for whatever reason, that one night people did show up. But that was a night when really there was no reason to. There was not a panel that night. There was not a veto pending that night. There was not a vote that night, all of which we have seen in the preceding weeks. I mean, the following meeting was the panel, the following meeting was the vote, and the following meeting was the possibility of a veto. And attendance has thinned every week as the issue has gotten more and more important, and I'm doing that in air quotes, because I do think people have lives, and I think the fact that they showed up that one time was very significant. I think
I'm just saying your anecdotal offhand, you know, well, they must not have had lives that night. I mean, you hear what I'm saying on that? I'm not trying to pick on you. That comment just got me in the call.
I guess the point I was trying to make with that, more of an analogy, was that if this is really a huge issue for you, and this is really as important as everybody has made it out to be, and I'm not saying it's not, but I'm saying that one of the other meetings might have been a time that you would have wanted to show up.
100%.
So that's it.
Sometimes maybe life wasn't happening so much that night, and that's the night the people could get there. And last night would have been a good night so for them to be there, too, because I figured he would veto it last night. I agree with you. But as I said, people get there when they can, and even though it wasn't the best strategy, that's kind of what I hear you saying, is it wasn't the best strategy. But it still worked. I can remember having a conversation with you a while back, and you said that you really didn't believe that there were five votes on that council.
True.
And I said I really believe there were.
Yeah.
I was counting on Ralph Smith, to be honest with you. I didn't think it would be Danny Clark. I said that to you yesterday. I'm not coming at you. I'm not trying to prove you wrong. I'm just saying, but it still worked out. And imagine, people, if you did show up, and you could show up more, and imagine what you could do. If you can do this, and you can have the impact on this the way you have, and not really doing it in a perfect way, wow, just think if everybody gets together and works together and uses their skills where they're best suited and gets more organized, just think of what you can accomplish.
Right.
You know, the whole thing 250 years ago started with the Boston Tea Party. That was kind of a a meh issue, but it got the whole revolution going.
Right, but I guess the point that I wanted to make, and I absolutely was wrong about that vote, 100%, and would say it. I never dreamed they'd get to 5 votes. I don't think a lot of people did, and they did. And by whatever means that was accomplished, that's the way it goes. But
I think you're fair on your. I mean, I'm not coming at you, Bob. I think that's what I enjoy about our conversations is that, I mean, I consider you a friend. We haven't been long-term friends or anything like that. I consider you a friend, but we don't sit and just walk in lockstep, you know, or you with Naomi or with anybody. That's what I enjoy about this show.
Well, I appreciate that. But I guess my point is this. Here's what and again, I've been wrong before. We've just proven that. But here's what I believe is going on. I believe the mayor is going to do what he's going to do. And I truly don't know which way it's going to go. I think he's got a lot of reasons to veto this, and I think he's got a lot of reasons not to veto it. And we'll find out probably pretty quickly what that's going to be, and I'm sure he'll explain. But the point is I believe he will get a tremendous backlash on social media. He'll get a big pat on the back if he doesn't veto it, and he'll get slashed on social media if he does, by all these flock groups. And again, that's fine. But what I'm saying is, will people show up to the meetings to complain to him about the veto? Will people sit there for an hour and a half and nail him for that veto? If they are propelled, it depends on how negative it gets on social media. And I think my point this morning in everything I've said is I have come to believe that this is a social media-driven thing. Now, that could be the majority of people. I don't know what those numbers look like. But when the FOP gets attacked more than the people who are pro-flock, getting rid of the flock cameras, just because they give their opinion, I see that as a social media thing. When I don't see as many people showing up to the meetings, I see that as a social media thing. When I see the fact that the mayor knows he'll get slashed on social media, will he get slashed like that in public? Highly unlikely. People will say terrible things on social media and make terrible memes that they would never do in the room. And that, to me, is it's society, but it's a bad societal trait, in my opinion.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. That was my thing with my brief tenure, I guess you want to say, with OMW and Robert Landon and all that kind of mess. You know, what they said to your face and what they said behind the scenes, and you know, was two totally different things. I'm big on, you know, owning what our words and owning what we say. I think social media is the trend of today. I don't think it's a good thing. You know, Ralph Smith comes up with all the time that, you know, on the flock camera issue, per se, is, you know, when you get rid of your phones, your smartphones and all that, then that's when I'll believe you're worried about tracking. Okay, well, you know, the schools in Marion City Schools implemented a policy this year that the kids couldn't have their phones on them in school anymore. They have to put them in these little electronic things or they just not bring them. And I think that's because they recognize the damage that these phones are doing. They have a tremendous benefit, or can have a tremendous benefit, but they also have a exponentially bad effect on our society. So people are recognizing this, and people are starting to take the steps. You know, maybe the whole flock camera, you know how people are, Scott, they want the T-shirts, they want, it's about the movement and all that, and that's not always a perfect situation, but that's how politics has been since day one. You know, I think the whole flock, you know, the word itself, the connotation that they can use with it, it just gets people going. The same as I said, that, you know, the Boston Tea Party is what kind of lit the fire. Was it about the Boston Tea Party? Was it about that? You know, no, it wasn't. Is all this about flock? No, it's about people have, you know, as I said, my grandpa used to say, when you've had enough, you've had too much. And so I think people are recognizing it. I think the schools are recognizing it. I think we're getting, we learned that, you know, technology can be a good thing, but it's always not the great thing. I mean, we can clone things. Should we clone human beings? Should we? I mean, there's a lot of things we can do. Should we? Just because we can? I don't know. Those are just questions we all got to ask ourselves.
I think you're right. Hey, thanks for calling.
Have a great day, bud.
You do. All right, and phone lines are open, and we just got a note here, so we're going to read this note as quickly as I can get it up. One of those things that happens during the progress of the show here. Okay. For immediate release, Marion City Council accepting resumes for 6th Ward vacancy. Marion City Council is accepting resumes from qualified individuals interested in being considered for appointment to the 6th Ward seat on Marion City Council, which became vacant following the resignation of Bill Dichtel. Individuals interested in being considered for the appointment should submit a resume outlining their qualifications, experience, and interest in serving the residents of the 6th Ward. Resumes must be received no later than 5 p.m. on Tuesday, September the 1st. Resumes may be submitted to Marion City Council, 233 West Center Street here in Marion. Additional information regarding the appointment process may be obtained from the clerk of Marion City Council. Marion City Council encourages qualified residents of the 6th Ward who are interested in serving their community to submit their resumes for consideration. All right, if you want to be the 6th Ward City Councilman, submit your resume to Marion City Council, 233 West Center Street, here in Marion. You know the zip code, 43302, and they have to be there by 5 p.m. on September the 1st. Now, interestingly enough, what is fascinating about that is that that's going to push City Council choosing the next 6th Ward City Council person out quite a bit, because next Monday will be a city council meeting. That'll be the 24th, and obviously resumes won't be in by then. Then the fifth Monday, which is the 31st of August, there'll be no meeting. Then resumes will be in by the 1st. So I guess the choosing of the council person most likely will happen, well, and the 7th is Labor Day, so I think they'll have a meeting on the 8th, although I have not seen that on the calendar. So the earliest somebody would be, or will that be committee week? No, I think the 1st and 3rd is when the city council meetings are. Or will that be a committee? I don't know. But it's going to be pushed out quite a bit, at least until the 8th, possibly until the 14th. So we're not going to have a new 6th Ward City Council person at least until September 8th, possibly the 14th, which how does that figure into all this? Well, obviously, if the mayor does decide to veto this, there will be fewer votes to figure in to the overturning of a veto. So, you know, timing's everything, as they say, as Bill Dichtel moves out of the 6th Ward. Okay, does anybody have anything to say? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 36 minutes past the hour here, WGH Talk Time. And you can say something about pumpkin spice if you like. We always like to hear that as well. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, on the city council, can this person be a Democrat? Can they work for ODOT? I mean, what are the qualifications? What are the disqualifications of somebody trying to apply?
Well, I'm pretty sure the rules are you can't work for the state, but at this point, there is no restriction on Democrat or Republican, because council, according to the Board of Elections, will be filling the vacancy.
Okay. Well, because the whole working for the state thing wasn't an obvious thing, obviously, right?
Well, apparently not. You're right. Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. So that's the 6th Ward City Council story as we have it right now. Now, here's my question. Does Don't you think this whole pumpkin spice craze is a little bit of a social thing? You know, I kind of see this like the cult that is Starbucks. I don't think people really like this pumpkin spice. I mean, they might like the taste of it. I guess I shouldn't say that. But I think they do it because it's the trendy thing to do. Oh, look, I got my pumpkin spice latte. By the way, yesterday, somebody got, I believe it was a smoothie from 7 Brew. It was a peach strawberry smoothie, I believe. And, you know, it looked good, but I tend to avoid those things because some of them just taste incredibly awful. And I don't know. The pumpkin spice thing always throws me a little bit. I don't understand it. But, you know, I could be wrong. 740-383-9944. It's like holistic medicine. You know, I just don't know. I just don't know. And by the way, I do want to, because I do think the mayor listens to this program. Matter of fact, I'm sure he does. Mayor, if you know what way you're going on this veto, call us. I would love to hear it. No kidding, I would love to hear it. And time is ticking. And I also think it would be good to hear from the mayor why or why not he's going to veto this legislation. I think it'd be good to hear that. And again, I don't know what way he's going to go, but I think there are good reasons on both sides here for him. So that's what makes it quite a difficult choice, I believe. But I guess that goes with the job. 740-383-9944, but I certainly think that 6th Ward vacancy leads to another interesting ripple, in this whole kerfluffle that has been flock cameras. Now, okay, what else is... Well, we got the Kroger gas station. Apparently construction starting later this month on Route 95. Is anybody excited about that? Another gas station on Route 95? Hey, I think we need one right now with the BP station there, or Duke, or whatever it's called, on the corner of James Way and 95 being under construction. All the pumps have been closed down. It's making the Meyer gas station far more busy than it has been. Oh, you know what? I didn't get a chance to talk about this yesterday. Who doesn't love the governor's race that we're in right now? Vivek Ramaswamy, Amy Acton, and we've got, what, about, you know, 2-3 months left to go now? Not much time left. Has anybody seen the new Vivek Ramaswamy commercial? Because we've got Amy Acton out there in the tent. You know, she lived in a tent, and that's how the commercial starts out. And that's an interesting commercial. And then we've got all these very negative ads, should we say, from Vivek Ramaswamy, where they play the clip of Amy Acton saying she doesn't know how to work the television remote and things like that, and she was drinking, and she was on prescription medication, all those nasty ads. Well, I saw a new Vivek Ramaswamy ad on Sunday, and this ad is not negative at all. But you know what it is? It's a man vouching for Vivek Ramaswamy in the ad. Now, you're probably asking yourself, who is vouching for Vivek Ramaswamy in this ad? Now it's not the president. It's not President Trump, even though President Trump has backed him. It's not any senators, even though I believe senators have backed him. It's not any business people. You know, it's not big business, even though I believe some of them have backed him. It's not the governor. It's not DeWine, even though he has endorsed him. Do you know who's backing Vivek Ramaswamy in this commercial, telling us how great Vivek is and why he should be governor? I've never seen an ad like this. Has anybody seen this ad? I'm giving you a chance to guess here. Let's see how good you are, or if you have seen this ad. Who in this ad is vouching for Vivek Ramaswamy, telling us how great a governor he would be and how great he is? I love this. This ad, I couldn't believe it when I was watching this thing. Does anybody know who it is? Give me a buzz. Give me a guess. Who do you think, if you were running for governor of the state of Ohio and you wanted somebody to vouch for you in an ad, who would you have? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Does anybody have the answer to this? I really would be interested to know if anybody has seen this ad. Maybe I'm the only one. I don't know how often it's running. But, boy, this ad, it got my attention. And I guess that's what ads are supposed to do. Who is vouching for Vivek Ramaswamy in this new ad? Somebody give me a... Apparently nobody's seen the ad. 740-383-9944. How do you feel about a Kroger gas station on Route 95 out in the parking lot there? How do you feel about pumpkin spice not being out and about so far as much as it was last year at this time? Donuts and Cheerios and Starbucks last year, this year, they're a little bit behind. Any ideas? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. 43 minutes past the hour here. Who is vouching? You can even guess if you haven't seen the ad. Don't try to Google it. Let's do it the old-fashioned way. Who is vouching for Vivek Ramaswamy? I mean, the whole ad is this person vouching for Vivek. Now, he is in the ad. Vivek's in the ad. But who is vouching for him? Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. I'll tell you, this is a bad sign for Vivek. Maybe nobody has seen the ad here. 740-383-9944. If anybody comes up with it, let me know. Because I would love to talk about this ad. I think it's fascinating. It's kind of like the Amy Acton tent ad. Has anybody seen the tent ad? How do you feel about the tent ad? That's been out there quite a while, where it starts out with a picture of a tent, and Amy Acton tells you that she lived in a tent when she was 12 years old, and she fought her way up, and now she's running for governor. I think that's an interesting ad. What else is there to talk? Oh, pumpkin spice. Back to this for a second. Okay, here's what I believe pumpkin spice really is. Again, I think it's a social thing. But I also believe it falls in the category much of holistic medicine. Now, one of our listeners out there. Now, Mary, I hope Mary calls in here, because I think she's seen the ad. But there's a reason. Mary, if you're out there, I hope you can call in, because tell us your answer that you just gave me online, because I want to ask you something about this, because apparently you've seen the ad. 740-383-9944. So hopefully Mary will buzz in here in a second, and we can discuss this, because I believe this is interesting. I think she's seen the ad that we're talking about, that I'm talking about. But pumpkin spice, I believe, is a social thing, much like holistic medicine, much like all that whole bit, you know, Botox and IVs in the arm that give you energy and that sort of thing. I believe that's all a little bit of a social thing. Again, I'm not discounting any of it. I just think it might be more socially driven than anything else. Okay, let's take the phone call here, and we'll come back to this. All right, go ahead, caller.
It was his barber vouching for him.
Oh, you got it!
And his barber would have been better understood if the guy would at least put his teeth in.
No, but your missus said a grumpy old man.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but I didn't know if she knew who he was.
Oh, well, it's his barber, because he was talking about cutting his hair.
It's his barber. So you have seen this commercial.
Yeah. I also found it interesting that most of the advertisements for the guy, they only use his first name. I don't know if it's because most people can't pronounce his last name, or it's easier to remember his first name.
Well, you know what? Honestly, when people write emails or refer to Ramaswamy, most people do say Vivek. I think it's probably because... I think that's even his ad, Vivek for Ohio, his slogan. I think.
Yeah, but even he doesn't use his last name.
Well, you know, there some people have complicated. You know what? I've worked with a girl who has a very complicated last name, and she doesn't use it. She never brings it up. I think it's the same thing. But no, his barber.
Yes.
Do you find this to be an effective ad?
I thought it was stupid, but a lot of the political commercials are stupid.
Yeah, but didn't it catch your eye? That's what I thought. First, I thought, this is the most ridiculous thing in the world, but then I thought, I'll remember this.
That's true. I remember trying to figure out what he was saying.
Oh, you couldn't understand the barber?
And not the whole way, because you have to listen real close. Like I said, it would have been easier if he put his teeth in.
Well, you know what I thought? I thought, listen, you know, Phyllis Diller, Sally Jesse Raphael, Ted Williams, you know, we run these spots who've all said nice things about me, Phil Donahue. Forget all that. I just need to go get my barber to say nice things about me, and then you'll really believe it.
Maybe not.
No, but I thought that ad was partially hysterical, but partially effective. It's effective.
Yeah, that's all you have to remember is remember it.
And I think it helps him because it's an older guy. It's clearly an Ohioan. It's a working class guy. It's a barber. It shows Vivek goes down to the old town barber, and you know, in a way, that's it's got a lot of subliminal messages going on.
Yes.
So I thought.
I'm still not going to vote for him, but yeah.
Well, how do you? Okay. Well, your person. How do you feel about that tent ad?
She's pushing that whole concept a lot, but in part it's because the other sides run the drugs and alcohol and can't use the remote and all that stuff. What does that have to do with what they're going to do if and when they win the election?
Well, I think those attack ads are saying she's incompetent.
That's true, but is he more competent, and if so, how and why is he more competent?
Well, I don't think he's got to prove that case. I think he's just got to prove that she's incompetent, and I haven't seen her make the case that he is. I've seen her make the case that he's a billionaire, but I think we already knew that.
And that he doesn't spend a whole lot of time in the state.
Yeah, but I mean, listen, I will tell you, those ads, not for me, but those attack ads on Amy Acton are very effective because I have heard people say, they're talking about the election, and they will say, I'm voting for this person, this person, this person, this person. And when you get to that governor's race, they say, you know, that ad about her taking drugs, prescription drugs, and alcohol, they quote it.
Yeah, I don't know how much of it's true, but she hasn't clarified anything, so you assume it's true. Although, what was the adage about, if it's a negative, you don't want to address it because it just reinforces the negative?
I don't know if that's true in politics. If you just leave something out there to hang around, I mean, I think that's true in other areas, but if you're trying to get votes and somebody's calling you a drunk somebody who drank with prescription medication, I think you'd want to clear that up.
Yeah, well, look at Miller up in Northeast Ohio and all the crap that he's alleged to have done, and he's still running.
Well, he's still running, but he certainly is not going to win by the margin, and he may not win, but he certainly is not going to win by the margins that he would have, and he's trying to clear it up, but it's not working very well.
Well, no, there's a lot of circumstantial evidence against him, especially when you have audio tapes and emails, and his father-in-law, being who he is, has access to some of that stuff to release.
But does the tent ad help her? See, I've heard people call that a negative.
It can be. I mean, look at all she's overcome just to get to where she is.
Right. Well, I think that's the point of the ad, but I think the whole ad starts out with the tent.
I don't know. And DeWine hasn't helped her a whole lot because she's getting accused of shutting down the schools and everything, and it technically was DeWine who came out and said shut it down.
Well, I think he said it once. I think he said it was me, it was not her, but I mean, I don't think her running DeWine in an ad is going to help her any.
Oh, that's true. It would be better if he would at least come out and reinforce what he has previously said.
I don't know. But I mean, he's between a rock and a hard spot, because clearly he's already endorsed the Republican.
Yeah.
Well, it's going to be interesting.
Just vote early and vote often.
That's right. Well, the deadline's coming.
Okay.
Hey, thanks.
Talk
bye-bye.
To you later.
All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. His barber. Has anybody else seen this ad? It's fascinating. Vivek Ramaswamy's barber tells you why he is the best candidate for governor. And that is the ad. Again, when I saw it, I thought it was kind of funny, but I remembered it, so I've got to say it's effective. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Feel free to give me a buzz if you have anything on your mind here. We can talk about pumpkin spice being on the delay this year. Darn it. No pumpkin spice donuts, no pumpkin spice Cheerios, no pumpkin spice Starbucks. Talk about that construction out on Route 95. What a mess that is. Kroger on 95 getting a gas station, the Vivek barber spot, or anything else that's on your mind this morning, feel free to give me a buzz here. We've got about 6 minutes left in the program. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Always good to hear from you. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, I'm just saying the acting thing.
Yes.
You know, let's talk about the hypocrisy of all the people out there that have Xanax prescriptions, pain pills prescriptions, Klonopin prescriptions, gabapentin prescriptions, and take those daily and drink daily. They know it's wrong, says it's wrong on the bottle. They do it. I'm very much not, because they do it, she should do it. I'm talking about the hypocrisy. Should she know better? Absolutely. But my point of it is, I think if this is the only argument that they can really come up with, if that's what they're focusing on, it's a weak argument. Because y'all need to, everybody out there, the voters, everybody out there needs to look in the mirror and think about, you know, how many times have I taken some medication and taken it with alcohol, and I know better, or some of us actually know that, you know, certain medication, if you take it with that alcohol, oh, you get a little benefit from that. You get a little buzzy from that. And people know that, you know. And I'll remind people, all these people out here that are self-righteous and all that, is if you give anybody any prescription medication, you give them acetaminophen, you give them erythromycin, you give them anything that is prescribed to you and not to them, you've committed a felony.
Well,
think about all this, people.
Right. Well, I think what's going on in this ad is, number one, she's a doctor, and I think that plays into it.
I grant you, that's what I said. She should know better.
Right. And I think, number two, she's running for governor. And I think we've got two people with no experience here. And the reason we know this about her is because the police were called to her house. And I don't think that happens to most people. It's happened to people, but I don't think it's the majority. And I think when you've got a person running for governor who is a doctor who does that, and does that to the point to where it can be proved because the police had to come to your house because
I mean, should it be discussed? Should it be part of the vetting process? Absolutely. I'm never saying it shouldn't be. I would look further and see, does she have a history of this? Has it continued? I mean, we all, and I'm very much involved in the addiction recovery stuff movement. You know, people have issues, even doctors. Doctors are the number one, and nurses are the number one who get addicted to medications. Imagine that.
There you go. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
Have a good day.
All right, we've got about 3 minutes left. If somebody'd like to weigh in here, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Well, do you have something to say about the gubernatorial spots that are out there running? Vivek Ramaswamy and his barber, and Amy Acton in the tent. Pumpkin spice, a little delayed this year. Donuts, Cheerios, Starbucks, haven't seen them yet. Maybe they're on their way. And Kroger gas station on 95 coming in certainly the near future. Possibly before the end of the year. We'll see what happens. Do people want that on 95? Right out in the middle of the parking lot there where Walmart and Kroger is. 740-383-9944. Well, I've learned, I'll find my barber and I'll bring him in here one morning and I'll just interview him for 2 hours. Because once you have the approval of your barber, once your barber says good things to you, then you're good to go. You're solid gold. By the way, I went and got a haircut this past weekend, and weekend before school starting. I thought it would be very, very, very busy. They had everybody called in at the barbershop. Holy mackerel. That place was, every chair was full. That place was full of, hairdressers, barbers, whatever you call them. The place was absolutely full, and apparently that's the best weekend to go in and get your haircut. You go in, you get it done, you get out, because there's no wait, because there are 12, 13, 16, I don't know how many stations they have in there, but everybody is there because they know it's the weekend before school starts. So how about that? Well, we await the mayor's veto. If you want to run for 6th Ward City Council, send your resume up to City Hall. You've got till September 1st. Not run, I guess be appointed to 6th Ward City Council. If you want to be appointed, send your resume up to City Hall. And the new person will be chosen sometime after September the 1st. That's the deadline to get your resume up there. We'll wait and see what happens with Mayor Collins. Will there be a veto on the flock cameras? We don't know. We'll sit here and continue to wait and discuss and see how that all goes, but that's why we show up here every morning, to continue the conversation and also to see if I can get here through the construction on Route 95, which each and every morning proves to be a little more difficult. For this day, Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
The place for the best guests and talk. From Joey Diori at WGN's Bozo the Clown.
Before we wrap up, I'll ask, and you can or can't, can you do